There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard.
Welcome to...
There's no combination of...
Simply, this is she, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to the dream and engaging the dream. And today,
put on the back of a postcard.
As we do that, I'm going to shine a spotlight on an artist, Doug Atkin. In addition, listen to a little Jack Johnson covertly. Welcome to Be Simply, This Is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. He's always good for igniting and inspiring the dream from those islands in the middle of the Pacific. So today, as we talk about dream, connecting to the dream and engaging the dream, and today, I mean, dreaming is not something we do that it just occurs in the evening out, we're going to shine hours, but it also happens during the day. And when we engage with the dream, it keeps us in a resonance of where spotlight on an art we want to be. And it's a beautiful practice, especially Doug Atkin. In addition, listen to a little Jack Johnson covertly. If you allow your mind to wander where it doesn't want to be, where it doesn't serve, and sometimes that can take us away. It's always good for living to our full potential, igniting and inspiring the dream from those islands in the middle of the Pacific, and just enjoying ourselves, plain and simple. So today, as we talk, part of the reason for shining lights on different artists and dreaming is not something that just the creators is because this occurs in the evening hours, but it also happens during the day. And when we engage with the dream, great place to, it keeps us to just start the inspiration for dreaming, imagining, contemplating, getting ideas, engaging in conversations. And when that has a resonance of where we want to be, and it's a beautiful practice, especially if you allow your mind to wander where it doesn't want to be, where it doesn't serve, and sometimes that can take us away. The life is so much richer. It's not missing certain things that you might feel like you're lacking or you can't get to because you don't have something. So right now, I want you just to contemplate from what inspires living to our full potential and just enjoying ourselves, plain and simple. So part of the reason for shining lights on different artists and creators is because this is a great place for you. What gives you that energy in your solar plexus where you are ready to get up and go do something? What motivates to you just start the inspiration for dreaming, imagining, contemplating, getting ideas, engaging in conversations? And it's going to vary. And when that happens for all of us, and thank goodness, because then our world would be really homogenous and we would all be the same. So think about what inspires you. Life is so much richer. It's not missing. And what in certain things that you might feel like you're lacking or you can't get to because you don't have something. So right now, I want you just to contemplate, engages you and gets you going. What inspires, especially if you're wanting to start something fresh for work or for something that you're creating at home or with your family or wanting to do with your partner or friend, inspires you. What gives you that? Just think about where you get your energy in your solar plexus, where you are ready to get up and go do something. What motivates you? And ideas from. It's going to vary for all of us, and thank goodness, because then our world would be really homogenous and we would all be the same. So think about, and what we'll do is we're going to listen to the full song, Better Together, with Jack Johnson. And as you're listening to his, what inspires you, work, and what engages you and gets you going, especially if you're wanting to start something fresh for work or for something that is allowing his music you're creating at home or with your family or wanting to do with your partner or friends. Just think about where you get your ideas from, roll over you. Just think about that, and we'll come back and discuss the importance of it. And what we'll do is we're going to listen to the full song, Better Together, with Jack Johnson. And as you're listening to his words and allowing his music roll over you, just think about that, and we'll come back and discuss the importance of it. ¶¶
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, they are made out of real. There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No songs like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the end of the release for most of the questions I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things like a my heart, shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer released for most of the questions of my heart. Why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard? Not always easy and sometimes life can be deceit. Why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard? Not always easy and sometimes life can be deceit. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. We're together, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Under the impression I was somewhere in between. Well, two, it's only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the main and the things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. We'll dream now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's all in two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do or places we got to be. We'll skip beneath the mango tree now. It's better when time. is no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say. I believe in memories, they look so stable, so pretty when I sleep. I will still tell you one thing, we're better together. Hey, now, and when I wake up, you look so pretty, sleeping next to me. But there is not enough time.
Better Together by Jack Johnson. And hopefully in that moment,
there's no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say.
You were able just to connect to a few things that inspire you.
But I will still,
and the reason we start with the inspiration is that's a beautiful place
tell you want
to start your dreaming.
Better.
And that dreaming can be taken into nighttime dreaming and waking state dreaming, similar to
together.
Maybe if you remember as a child or sometimes as a grown child, just sitting around and thinking, daydreaming, thinking about the things that you would like to create, allowing the inspirations to come. And if you're in a creative field, you might be able to. To connect to this concept a little bit differently than someone that's not. However, it's equally as important no matter what you're doing. Is to have this creative process, allowing yourself to engage better together by Jack in ideas and concepts so that you are able to Johnson. And hopefully in that moment you were able just to connect to a few things that inspire you. And the reason we start with the inspiration is that's a beautiful place to fully approach things from all directions versus just one perspective. In addition, oftentimes you come up with much more interesting end results as you put them into action. So part of the practice first is just to stay to start your dreaming. And that dreaming can be taken into nighttime dreaming and waking state dreaming, similar to maybe if you remember as a child or sometimes as a grown. And how do you do that is take time to connect with the things you love. So often I will personally, a child, just sitting around, I don't have time to do that. But more than not, people spend a lot of time in their mind thinking and worrying and having and thinking, daydreaming, thinking about the things that you would like to create, allowing the inspirations to come. And if you're in a creative field, you might be able to have questions about things they can't control. So if you added up all those hours in the day, which they're actually usually hours, you could utilize that time for the things you love. And if you still don't believe me, maybe just start with 5 minutes and just stay and connect to this concept a little bit differently than someone that's not. However, it's equally as important no matter what you're doing is to have this creative process, allowing yourself to engage in ideas and concepts. If you like to write, take 5 minutes to write. If you wish you were sketching more, take 5 minutes to sketch. The more so that you are able to, that you do it, the faster it's going to go, and then your skills are going to improve. If you like playing sports, just take 5 minutes and bounce the ball around or hit the ball. Fully approach things from all directions versus just one perspective. In addition, oftentimes you come up with much more, putt more the ball or go for a run or a swim or a walk, whatever it might be. And if you're really inspired by the art, interesting, the creative arts, spend some time with that. If you're a musician, end results as you put them into action. Spend time with your instrument. All of these things. So part of the practice first is just to stay inspired And how do you do that is take time to connect with the things you love. So often I will first create inspiration, and if you don't have any have-tos with them, it creates a lot more inspiration, because then you get into this playful place where you can just engage without any strings attached. So from there, once you start the year, I don't have time to do that. But more than not, people spend a lot of time in their mind thinking and worrying and having questions, a practice of just staying inspired, because this will ignite ideas and information. If you reflect back to a moment when you things they can't control, had really exciting conversations with people, those start, so if you added up all those ideas, and maybe you get ideas for the person you're talking to and they get ideas for you, and you create hours in the day, which they're actually usually hours, you could utilize that time for the things you love. And if you still don't believe me, maybe just start with 5 minutes, just exchange, and just change. That is a lot of fun. Now, as you become inspired, what you can do as a practice is then once, let's say, you start to get, stay inspired, a seed idea that sounds like really something you would like to do, you would like to cultivate, you would like to work towards. So if you like to write, take 5 minutes to write. If you wish you were sketching more, take 5 minutes to sketch. The more that you do it, the faster it is. Before going into sleep time, you can start kind of welcoming in that idea, that concept, and just visual go, and then your skills are as it not being attached. Maybe you're going to be sketching or writing or just talking it out loud or sharing it with someone. It's going to improve. If you like playing sports, just take 5 minutes and bounce the ball around or hit the ball or putt the ball or go for a run or a swim or a walk, whatever it might be. And if you're really inspired by the art, but before you go to sleep, take some time just to imagine it in your mind's eye, visualize it, and then just release it, let it go, and then go into your night's sleep. And bit by bit, you'll start to connect to some information regarding those concepts and some additional inspiration. The creative arts, spend some time with that. If you're a musician, spend time with your instrument. All of these things will create inspiration, and if you don't have any have-tos with them, around that to enrich it, then when it creates a lot more inspiration, because then you wake up again, kind of visualize it, connect if any information was transferred, and into this playful place, write it down if you like, and then let it go, and then see what meets you during the day, and just have fun and play with this process. What you will notice, you can just engage without any strings attached. So from there, once you start this, is that just by practicing and staying inspired, you will engage with yourself a little bit differently, and kind of just staying inspired, look forward to those little moments where you get to have a few minutes, because this will ignite ideas and to imagine and daydream. In addition, if you're feeling stress with work or family, information, if you reflect back to a moment when you've had really exciting conversations, take five, go out and lay on the earth and just look up at the sky and start just allowing yourself to wander, your mind wander, conversations with people. Those start to feed ideas, and maybe you get ideas for the person. Forget about the have-tos, forget about the stresses, forget about all those things. Just imagine something that you love. And it could be about Lego you're talking to, and they get ideas for you. And you create this exchange that is a lot of fun. Now, as you become inspired, what you can do as a practice is, or this little doll you used to play with as a kid, or building blocks, or it could be about making a jet engine. Whatever it might be, allow your mind to wander and just be there. So what I'd like you to do, we're going to listen to a little Riley Etheridge, Pilgrim's Then once, let's say, you start to get a seed idea that sounds like really something you would like to do, you would like to cultivate, you would like to work towards, is before going into sleep time, you can start welcoming in dream, that idea, that concept. I'd like you to bring into your awareness that which inspires you, and something that you've been dreaming about and doing. And bring the two together in your mind's eye as you listen to his song. Just allow his song to be the background. And bring that inspiration just visualize it, not being attached. Maybe you're going to be sketching or writing or just talking it out loud or sharing it with Lee, gives you a little extra oomph, excitement in your life. And then also bring in something that you've been dreaming about doing or wanting to do. But before you want to experience, it doesn't always have to be connected to your occupation and the way you earn money. Just bring it into your mind's eye. Please take some time to allow you to imagine it in your mind's eye, visualize it, and then just release it, let it go, and then go into your to wander, and then we'll come back, and we're going to shine a light on our artist, and then give you all a reminder of sleep, and for a couple practices, bit by bit, you'll start to connect to some information, bring into your world this week, if you're inspired to, and then we'll sign out. So, patient regarding those concepts and some additional inspirations around that to enrich it. Then when you wake up, again, kind of visualize it, connect if any information was transferred, and to sit back and enjoy a little pilgrim's dream. Write it down if you like, and then let it go. And then see what meets you during the day. And just have fun and play with this process. What you will notice is that just by practicing and staying inspired, you will engage with yourself a little bit differently and kind of...
Shadows long against the wall. Wish that I was 10 feet tall for you. As we close another day, I think of all the many ways we fall.
Look forward to those little moments where you get to have a few minutes to imagine and daydream. In addition, if you're feeling stress with work or family, take 5. Go out and lay on the earth and just look up at the sky and start.
In the not-so-distant past,
just allowing yourself to wander.
So we're true and built to last through.
Or your mind wander.
Fall. Now as boats arriving at the dock.
Forget about the have-tos. Forget about the stresses. Forget about all those things. Just imagine something that you love. And it...
Oh, pilgrims held in stock and all.
Be about Legos.
For that promise of a better day. The hard times to come our way will not dissuade us from the call.
This little doll you used to play with as a kid, or building blocks, or it could be about making a jet engine. Whatever it might be, allow your...
Pilgrim's dreams are so old.
No one.
Pilgrim's
dreams... And just be there. So
dreams are so old.
I'd like you to do, we're going to listen...
Pilgrim's dreams are so old.
To a little Riley Etheridge Pilgrim's Dream. I would like you to bring into your awareness that which inspires you and something that you've been dreaming about.
Strong. All the years of sacrifice, prisons of our own
doing. Bring the two together in your mind's eye as you listen to his song. Just allow his song to be the background and bring that inspiration, what typically gives you a little extra oomph, excitement in your life, and then also bring in something that you've been dreaming.
Twice it seems, well, the walls will crumble down when we, the power of enduring dreams.
Dreaming about doing or wanting to do.
Dreams. As we take another chance.
Something you want to experience. It doesn't always have to be connected to your occupation and the way you earn money. Bring it into your mind.
Faith in newfound circumstance in all. Will the leap of faith that brings us here.
Allow your
hold us through the many tears to fall.
To wander. And then
we'll
come back and we're going to shine a light on our artist and then give you all a reminder for
promise of a better day. The hard times to come our way will not dissuade us
practices to bring
in
to your world this week if you're inspired to.
Pilgrim.
And then we'll sign out.
Jesus.
So just sit back and enjoy a little pilgrim's dream.
Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. Shadows long against the wall. Wish that our room's dreams was 10 feet low. Strong, tall, four. For you, as we close another day, I think of all the many ways we fall.
Dream are so strong. What a beautiful line.
Not so distant past.
That's Riley Etheridge, and during that segment, hopefully you
were true and built to last through all. Now as both
able to connect a little bit to bringing that inspiration into something that you've been dreaming about doing.
Arriving at the
And while you allow that just to be right there, what I'd like you to do right now is, if you're on
held in stock,
your computer or in the net,
no. For that promise,
connect right now to our featured artist, Doug Atkinson. What inspires me about his work,
better day, the hard times to come our way,
is that he basically works with photography, sculpture, and art.
Will not dissuade us from the call.
Architectural interventions.
Pilgrim's dreams are so Pilgrim's dreams.
Film, sound. So this actually touches on all these things that are near and dear to my heart. And he creates the space, this sculptural space. That you walk through and experience. So this is a perfect example that you could go into this.
Pilgrim's dreams are so strong.
One of his installations, and see so much that's happening when he transforms a whole physical environment, and there would be a lot to engage and talk about because it would impact you from sound to visual to what's under your feet to
all the years of sacrifice,
even the play that he does with the imagery on the wall.
In of our own
addition, he has some great print work.
Vice it seems, well, the walls will crumble down when we the power of.
And he's a Los Angeles native. He's done an installation at MoMA
Enduring
Dream. And in 2007, and in that one he transformed an entire block of Manhattan into an expansive cinematic experience.
As we take another chance,
as he covered the museum's exterior walls with projections. So it's really fun. You can connect to part of his portfolio.
Face the newfound circumstance in all. Will the leap of faith that brings us here.
Online at a site, you can connect to some of his upcoming showings. I always encourage people, even if you've been in trauma, if you've gone through a big life change, or you're in a big fun life change, or just living life, going out to the museums.
Hold us through the many tears to fall. For
great way to support our arts, going out to galleries, showing artists support. You might be surprised at what you find, how it meets your heart.
Promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way will not dissuade us from the call.
And where that takes you, and also it's a story to share. So that's the last practice.
Pilgrim's dreams are so old.
I want to share with you this week is that first you
Pilgrim's dreams are so
stay inspired, meaning you engage in things that really get your excitement going.
Pilgrim's dreams are so
I mean, so when people meet you, what happens is then you are an inspiration. When you bring those two things together, that inspiration and then
strong.
You're inspiring others into a moment. That dream that you connected to potentially.
Dreams are so strong.
Before you got to hear, or just now when you were listening to that song, then starts to take life because you start to talk about it. And when we start to talk about it, it becomes known to the universe. It doesn't become held back by your fears, your doubts, your questions. And what also happens is you're redirecting your energy rather than being in self-sabotage mode. You're like, wow, this is exciting. Why isn't this? Pilgrims, if possible, sure it's possible. What do I want to do and where do I want to be? And then you start to notice the difference of what vibration you want to be. Name are so strong. What a beautiful line in. That's every moment and where you'd like to follow through with it. So if you're inspired, Riley Etheridge, and during that segment, hopefully you were able to connect a little bit to bringing that inspiration into something that you've been dreaming about doing in this moment, to start dreaming, bringing active dreaming into your daily life. Remember, inspiration is that great seed, and I really encourage all of you to play with inspiration and then allow it to grow organically. And while you allow that just to be right there, what I'd like you to do right now is, if you're on your yin mode, meaning a little bit slower, computer, or in the net, you're building a garden, and allow yourself to go on that exploration. And then from this, connect right now to our featured artist, Doug Atkin, where engage those dreams. See what happens. If you're inspired, really thinking that you want to do something associated with something, then you start that exploration. Me about his work to further feed inspiration in venues that are anything and everything that is here on this beautiful planet. That he basically works with photography, sculpture, and architectural interventions to experience. So as we exit out tonight, we're going to listen to one more inspiring human being and all film sound. So this actually touches on all these things that are near and dear to my heart. And he creates the space. Artists I share tonight are really inspirational themselves, their music. Xavier Rudd, Creating a Dream. Please, it's this sculptural space that you walk through and experience. You're really ready to connect more to how you can be a change agent on this planet. So this is a perfect example that you could go into this one of his installations and see so much art, support, cultivation, and preservation of culture. This is how we can leave our footprint for the next generations that come. It's happening when he transforms a whole physical and don't know us. Click on the links below, check out their work, and simply spread the word if you feel inclined. Environment, and there would be a lot to engage and talk about because it would impact you from sound to visual to what's under your feet. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, a full heart, a soft gaze, and a namaste. To even the play that he does with the imagery on the wall, In addition, he has some great print work. And he's a Los Angeles native. He's done an installation at MoMA in 2007, and that one he transformed an entire block of Manhattan into an expansive cinematic experience.
Imagine every wheel was free to roll. Imagine if the trees...
As he covered the museum's exterior walls with projections. So it's really fun. You can connect to part of it.
Tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart.
Portfolio online at a site. You can connect to some of his upcoming showings. I always encourage...
Imagine confrontation never got a start.
Even if you've been in trauma, if you've gone through a big life change, or you're in a big fun life change, or just living life.
Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind...
Going out to the museums is a great way to support our arts. Going out to galleries, showing artists support. You might be surprised at what you find, how it meets your heart.
Never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin.
And where that takes you, and also it's a story to share. So that's the last practice that I want to share with you this week, is that first you stay inspired, you engage in things that really get your excitement going. So when people meet you, what happens is then you are an inspiration. When you bring those two things,
patience, please. I'm creating
together, that inspiration, and then you're inspiring others into a moment, that dream that you... connected to, potentially.
Patience, please.
Before you got to hear, or just now when you were listening to that song, then starts to take life because you start to talk about it. And when we start to talk about it, if comes known to the universe, it doesn't become held back by your fears, your doubts, your questions. And what also happens you're redirecting your energy rather than being in self-sabotage mode. You're like, wow, this is exciting. Why isn't this possible? Sure, it's possible. What do I want to do and where do I want to be? And then you start to notice the difference of what vibration you want to be. Every moment, and where you'd like to follow through with it. So if you're inspired, in this moment, to start dreaming, bringing active dreaming into your daily life. Remember, inspiration is that great seed.
Imagine sacred sights.
And I really
to be. Imagine if true activists controlled TV.
Encourage all of you to play with inspiration and then allow it to grow organically.
Imagine Captain Watson had the final say. And imagine if industry just
yin mode, meaning a little bit slower, like you're building a garden, and allow yourself to go on that exploration. And then from there, engage those dreams. See what happens if you're really thinking that you want to do something. Associated with something, then you start that exploration to further feed the inspiration in venues that are anything and everything that is here on this beautiful planet.
Patience, please. I'm creating a dream.
To experience. So as we exit out tonight,
please.
We're going to listen to one more inspiring human being, and all these artists I share tonight are really...
Patience, please.
Inspirational themselves, their music. Xavier Rudd, Creating a Dream. Please,
I'm creating a dream.
You're really ready to.
Please, patience, please.
To connect more to how you can be a change agent on this planet. Support the arts, support
cultivation
and preservation of culture. This is how we can leave our footprint for the next generations that come. And don't know us. Click on the links below, check out their work, and simply spread the word if you feel inclined to. Until next time, this is Shuki signing out with a big smile, a full heart, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
Imagine every whale was free to roam. Imagine if the trees could tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart. Imagine confrontation never got a start. Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin. Please, patience, please. sacred sites were left to be. Imagine if true activists controlled TV. Imagine Captain Watson had the final say. And imagine if industry just had to obey.